a couple things that, you know, probably are pretty normal on the first day or two. But it's cool to see guys getting back into it and flying around and making plays. It's good to see, you know, Dante and some of the new guys, you know, that we haven't seen before out here running around and making plays. So it's fun. It's been good, guys. You know, it's night and day from this time this year compared to this time last year, which is cool to see, you know, how much further along we are. And how much more, you know, guys kind of know the offense and are still continuing to learn it.
Did you see Marquise out there?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And running around?
Yeah, it's been good. You know, he does a lot of things that there's not a whole lot of people can do. The way he comes in and out of cuts and his speed and ability to kind of run, you know, with the ball in his hands after the catch. So he definitely adds, you know, a lot of added value. And it's cool to see him. It's cool to see him healthy and finally feeling good and running around.
When you say it's night and day, what are you seeing?
You know, I think everything's just sharper. It's crisper. If you turn on, you know, the OTA 1 and 2 from last year, I mean, there were all kinds of mental errors all over the place, guys messing up, doing stupid things. You know, it was kind of just, you know, we were trying not to completely look like idiots, I think, while practicing. And, you know, now guys are kind of flowing. They understand the offense. They get it. Guys are making calls and kind of, you know, making adjustments and doing things. Although we got a couple guys playing some new positions, you know, guys have a good understanding and a good base of knowledge of the offense. So it's developing a lot faster.
Do you feel that in your recall as well? I mean, is it quicker for you?
Yeah, definitely. It's kind of, it's definitely coming a lot easier as far as making reads and going through things. There's not near as much thinking. It's kind of just playing football.
How's the chemistry been with Julius 1 year later?
Good. It's only gotten better. You know, we had a chance this offseason to sit down multiple times and watch film and talk about things, talk about, you know, what he wanted from me and what I wanted from him and how can we, you know, quickly get on the same page and grow together. And he's been unbelievable. He's obviously a freak athlete, and he's continued to prove that and make plays.
I think the idea not in year two is not to expand the offense, but kind of trim and do
that. Right.
Have you guys started that process yet, or is that not something really
until
camp?
No, we're in that process right now. You know, we're figuring out. We have a whole year of stuff that we did, and obviously we'll add some new stuff and tweak some things, but we're figuring out and still, you know, kind of feeling our way through the things that we really like and the things we really do well and what fits our personnel, and then we can kind of, you know, pinpoint those things and expand, you know, within those kind of schemes.
There are a lot of things that you did last year that now this year, a year, and you go, yeah, I really don't like that at all.
As far as schematically?
Yeah, or plays, specific plays.
Mean, there's a couple of things that I mean, it's also difficult because, you know, there's things you go in week to week that you game plan for. This is, you know, a play we run versus defense coordinator. So every time we'll see him, we'll bring that up. But, I mean, there's a couple of things that we ran throughout the season that that we haven't repped yet and probably won't because there's just other things that are similar that we get more reps at. So why you know, waste reps between two plays when you get really good at one of them?
How's it been working with Bender so far?
He's been awesome. It's kind of cool because he actually just moved out to the beach, so we live close to each other now. And, you know, he called me last night and came over, and we talked through protections and did things like that. So it's cool to see, you know, how badly he wants to learn and how quickly, you know, he wants to be able to be successful and kind of be the leader of that group.
You said night and day. You know, kind of felt like maybe baby steps first year one, year two, and now you've got this whole group that they were rookies at one time, and now they're veterans. Does it feel that way?
Yeah, it does. You know, especially for, you know, everybody that's been in the system for 2 years now. You know, everybody came in as a rookie and was kind of just trying to stay afloat and not sink. And, you know, year two, there were still some growing pains. And, you know, I think now it's time to play and play freely and play fast. You know, there's not a whole lot to think about anymore for the most part. You know, we have the same group. There's 9 or 10 guys that are going to be returning and starting. And, you know, you should be able to play pretty freely and not have near as many mental errors.